good friend and neighbor. This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy. Until we talk again later, from WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, we'll welcome some community friends in our studios. Next hour on The Morning Show, we're going to have a little community conversation right here. But before that, the 9 o'clock news from ABC, sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Southern California wildfires are continuing to burn. Firefighters working to contain a wildfire in Ventura County that's destroyed 132 structures in 2 days. Here's ABC's Matt Gutman.
The thing with this fire was the Santa Ana winds. They basically produced wind gusts of 80 miles an hour. That's hurricane force winds. And at that point, firefighters are completely at the mercy of a fire like that. There is not much that they can do except try to save people's lives, right? They're not trying to save homes. The fire's moving from house to house, casting embers 2.5 miles ahead of where the fire is.
10,000 people remain under evacuation orders. Attackers assaulting Israeli fans overnight after a soccer match in Amsterdam. 5 people were hospitalized, more than 60 arrested. Racist text messages invoking slavery, raising alarms across the country. They were sent to scores of people, including students, prompting inquiries by the FBI. This is ABC News. Police in North California detaining 2 people after a string of shootings targeting vehicles on or near Interstate 40. 12 shootings reported since Monday, but no word on a motive. ABC News has learned that hackers working for China broke into a phone used by President-elect Trump. Criminal defense attorney Todd Blanche.
The hack's part of a sweeping Chinese cyber espionage campaign to collect the private communications of prominent American officials. ABC News previously reported the Chinese attempted to hack phones used by Trump himself, Vice President-elect J.D. Vance, and people affiliated with the Harris campaign by infiltrating U.S. telecommunications firms like Verizon, Lumen, and AT&T.
That's ABC senior investigative correspondent Aaron Couture. Tercy. More people are hiring personal chefs. One of the reasons is because takeout food has gotten so expensive. NPR reporting cooks that come over and prepare your meals for the week, now big business. One analyst says it's a $15 billion industry. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
You work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 11 Monday through Sunday with all your lunchtime favorites. Burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center Pizza. Call ahead at 649-7469 for carryout from the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
A high temperature of 57 today. West winds at 3 to 8 miles per hour. Sunshine through the day. Partly cloudy and cool tonight. A low of 34. Saturday's high will be at around 54 with a 40% chance of light rain in the afternoon. Occasional light rain Saturday night and 45. And Sunday 55 with scattered light showers.
Both calves and slaughter cows are steady at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold from $400 to $580, with the dairy crossbred beef calves up to $660. Slaughter cows range from $81 to $128, with a few thin, shelly, or questionable health cows lower. At last week Friday's feeder sale, we saw the 4 to 550-pound vaccinated, castrated, and weaned black calves sell from $270 to $295. The corresponding heifers, 2 to 265. Yearling weight steers, 240 to 277.5, with heifers, $2 to 247. Crossbred steers and heifers range from 180 to 245. The 5 to 600-pound Holstein steers sold from 180 to 230. Our next Friday feeder sale will be on Friday, November 15th. Contact Darren, Colton, or Jim, 627-1401, to set up a time for one of us to come to your farm and give you an idea of what your packages of cattle could bring at our sales. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola has served the farmers of our area since 1963.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
On a morning show from WRCO, we're here to talk about the birth center at the Richland Hospital and an upcoming service of remembrance and the Tree of Remembrance. We're back to do that again this year. In the studio today, we have professionals from the Richland Hospital. Deb Cooperider is here. Lacey Hodge is here, unit manager. And Elizabeth Mott is here as well to talk about all the great things going on at the Richland Hospital and in the birth center. And Deb, we'll start with you. I thought you were retired last year, but not quite.
Yeah, kind of. I'm semi-retired.
Semi-retired now.
Yeah, okay. I couldn't give this part up.
Uh-huh.
This is kind of near and dear to my heart. So, yeah. We're busy. We're really busy at the hospital. I've gone in for a couple shifts and helped do some deliveries too when they're in need.
Mm-hmm. Hard to give that up, isn't it?
It is.
Must be rewarding work for you.
It is. It really is. My kids kept saying, "I thought you retired. We threw you a party." Yeah, kind of. We're not throwing you another one, they said.
Oh, well, you were here a year ago and talking about the Servants of Remembrance, and that's coming up again here in the near future, isn't
it?
That
is. It's December 2nd. This year we changed the time. It was always at 6 o'clock. We're going to have it at 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock in the afternoon at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. And anybody from that has lost a child or baby or miscarriage from 70 years back till the present, they can come, and it's kind of it gives them a lot of people closure. And yeah, you're more than welcome. It doesn't last very long. Our guest speaker this year is Deanna Caspers. She agreed to do that. We've had Ron in the past, and we thought we'd give him a little break. And so yeah, we're looking forward to it. So anybody, it's very informal, you know, it lasts maybe half an hour, and we just welcome anybody who wants to come, whether it's a child, a grandchild, a niece, a nephew, anybody who's lost somebody, they can come and just have the service with us.
You've had people in the past come back, as you mentioned, that maybe lost a child years ago.
Yes.
And maybe have not dealt with it or just kind of put it in the background.
Very much so. And so, because years ago it wasn't talked about. People just didn't talk about it, especially miscarriages. A lot of people you didn't even know had a miscarriage because it was just kind of a taboo thing. It was like you just put it in the past, life goes on. But we found that people need to talk about that. They need to grieve, you know, so that's why we have it.
Last year you had kind of more of a personal experience too, didn't you? Didn't you have a service for some family members in
yes.
last year?
Yes, yeah. Yes, we did. So it's It is. It's real near and dear to my heart, you know. So I have three little grandchildren in heaven. And I have 12 grandchildren all together, 9 on earth, 3 in heaven. So it is. It's a very moving thing, and I think people appreciate it. And we really thank Josh for doing that for us. He opens up his building for us and does a good job. So
very important. And you have special music then with it
yes,
as well?
Yes, we do. Uh-huh. We do. And last year, I believe, he tries to get, he's got a video guy that comes in. So I think it was even online last year where they posted it online afterwards. So if you do miss it, something comes up or something, you can still see it there. And there's usually a good message and just people bonding together, sharing. You don't have to share. People don't have to share if they don't want to, but if they want to, they can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would that might scare some people away from mm-hmm. coming if they think they have to.
Yep, so. They don't have to. Yeah. They can just sit and take it all in. So, yeah, we had a couple last year that they said it really gave them closure. And, you know, the tears rolled, but they needed that because they had, you know, they had lost twins and they never got to grieve. It was earlier in the year. And so, yeah, it means a lot to people.
Yeah, you mentioned in the past that's how people dealt with it, especially, you know, farm wives. Just life goes on. You go back to mm-hmm. back to doing chores, basically.
Yep.
And put it in the past. And so it's nice to kind of finally deal with it, I think.
Yeah, and at the birth center, we have people who have had babies, and they've maybe had a miscarriage in the past, and we can see that in their records. And so when that baby's born after a miscarriage, we call them rainbow babies.
Oh.
And so we do rainbow prints on our little commemorative birth certificate we give them, plus the rainbow baby's prints are on there of their baby they had, and then we have them in color too. So it's kind of nice that we acknowledge, yes, this wasn't, you know, your only child or you've lost one in the past, and they really seem to like that.
Well, it's really cool that you celebrate that.
Yeah.
I had no idea that's what you called it then,
rainbow babies, yep.
Uh-huh, great. I think it may be in the background, we're hearing Joseph as well. Joseph Mott is in the studio, three months old. So we say good morning to Elizabeth over there. Hi, Elizabeth.
Yeah, hey, how are you doing?
Not bad. You're a registered nurse in the birth center, and how long have you been there?
In the birth center, it'll be 4 years this November. I've learned a lot. I love working in the birth center. I love all the people that I work with, and it's just overall a very happy environment to work with. But of course, we do have these bereavement cases, and it's super nice to have trained nurses and staff who are knowledgeable about these cases and can support our patients and also support our staff who, you know, maybe had trouble dealing with a bereavement case. But yeah, overall, I'm really happy.
Is it rewarding work for you?
Yes, definitely very rewarding. So many great memories, so many great deliveries. yeah, it's wonderful. I couldn't imagine being in any other department. It's always been a dream of mine to be a labor and delivery nurse. And then, you know, we get to deal with full circle from patients who come in triage to babies who come in for maybe a hearing screen postpartum. So we kind of get to see them full circle. It's pretty amazing.
So when you were carrying Joseph, you kind of knew what you were going through. I mean, you kind of knew what to expect then, I guess, right?
Yeah, that was kind of a blessing and a curse, honestly. The beauty of pregnancy is just amazing. But also having that nursing background and knowledge in labor and delivery was a little bit scary at the same time. But yeah, also just a very beautiful experience, and we just couldn't wait to meet him, and I couldn't wait to meet him. You know, we love listening to his heartbeat occasionally on our shifts, and all of us girls in the birth center were just so excited to meet him, and now he's finally here, and we can't believe it.
Wow, so much hair!
I know, right?
I don't know if I've seen that much hair on someone that young.
Yeah,
like a wig.
Yeah, it looks like a wig. So, did you have heartburn then?
Well, you're pregnant. I sure did.
You did.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's not an old wives' tale then.
I mean, they say it is, but I think it's true.
I think one of our nurses is that retired before. She looked it up, and it's like 75 to 80% of the moms who have heartburn have a lot of hair on their kids. It's not a wives' tale. It's a fact.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it really is. And it looks like he's doing really well.
He
then.
Is,
so,
yep.
Are you back to work then?
Yep, my first shift is tonight, so I'm looking forward to that.
Awesome, good.
Yeah.
So how do the shifts work then at the Richland Hospital? Do you work some weekends and have some off, or how does that go?
Yeah, so I recently just decreased my hours to a part-time position. So I work two shifts, 12 hours each week, and then every third weekend. I'm on night shift, so I'm a night shift nurse. And then, yeah, so we work 7 p.m. to 7 a.m., and then our oncoming staff members come on, and we do a little handoff shift report at the bedside with our patients, and, yeah, it's pretty great.
I mean, you can anticipate, but you don't always know when you're going to be busy, do you?
For sure, yeah. And that was something very nerve-wracking, being new to labor and delivery. It's kind of like an ER almost. You kind of get some surprise patients. They don't always call and let you know that they're coming in. And, you know, sometimes they present and they have a baby within a half an hour and things move pretty quickly. But it's quite an adrenaline rush and it's super exciting. And it's just very, very amazing to see such an awesome experience. So
yeah, it seems like you probably hurry up and wait, you know, it's like, exactly. Okay, ready. And then boy, when it gets going, then everybody knows what they have to do. They know their roles.
Right. They? Yep. Yeah. It's awesome.
Exciting times. Well, let's bring our other guest into the studio with us here as well. Lacey Hodge. We'll let Elizabeth take Joseph there. He may want to get out of his.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you can take him out if you want.
Okay. Sure. We'll,
he can take over the show if he wants to. We haven't had this much cuteness in here for a long time. So, so anyway, Lacey, you are the unit manager, and tell us a little bit about yourself since it's your first visit to the studios here.
Yes, so I actually am brand new to the birth center for director role. However, I have been kind of working in the birth center as a RN as well, doing half and half in the ER and birth center. So this role became available, and I thought, what a great opportunity to be more involved in the birth center, and we have a great group of nurses to work with. I feel like our birth center is very welcoming to our patients and make it more like a home-like delivery for them, and it's just a great unit to be in charge of. So
you have a great staff, it sounds like.
Yes, wonderful, supportive staff. Like I said, anything that they do, they put their whole heart and soul into and just do a wonderful job taking care of these moms and babies.
So maybe you can describe some of the things that you do. I know you mentioned midwife. How does that work? Can you explain
that?
Yeah,
so we currently have one midwife, Lacey Banker, and she works kind of under the care of Dr. Wright right now, and she's able to deliver right in our birthing center with moms who maybe want a little bit more hands-off labor, so less interventions and things like that. Lacey was a RN who worked in our birth center and got her certified nurse midwife degree, and it's wonderful to be able to keep her in, on staff and just in this wonderful role to help our moms. So
yeah, it's interesting how things have changed through the years as well. So I remember our first child, it was kind of maybe a little bit less personal. You know, everything was really, I always describe it as it kind of looked like a milk house, you know, it was like tile floors and, you know, and
then
the next
baby factory.
Right. Baby. Yeah. And then the next time it was more like the suites that we know now.
Yes, absolutely. Definitely more home-like environment and making it more comfortable for our moms. We light different kind of candles and just kind of make it a comfortable, inviting environment for our moms to feel comfortable and our dads to feel comfortable welcoming their new little ones. So
sometimes you have to worry more about the dads, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. They need the support just as much as the moms.
You don't want them to keel over or anything.
That's
you
right.
Know,
so.
We always tell them that if they do pass out during a delivery, we will eventually get to them, but it's all about mom and babe.
Yeah,
we'll
right.
We'll step over them first.
That's awesome. I remember my parents, you know, like back when we were born, the dads weren't allowed, and the moms were in the hospital for a considerable length of time.
Oh, like a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, they would have to stay in bed a week. Now, we have moms go home less than 24 hours. We recommend they stay 24 hours, but...
Mm-hmm.
But we yeah, they're not there very long, you know, so they want to get home, and we tell them we can't go home with them.
But insurance dictates a little bit of that, doesn't it?
Yes.
How long they stay?
Yes, absolutely. And it kind of depends on vaginal or C-section birth and that kind of thing. But yeah, our providers are really good at making sure our moms feel comfortable and are, you know, ready to take care of their little ones before they are discharged back home. So,
are there still home births? Do people do that from time to time?
There are. Around here, you don't hear of it too much, as much as maybe Lafarge area,
Hill Point,
you know, kind of more the Amish community, mm-hmm. Does a lot more home birthing. And we, you know, have a provider, Dr. Lawler, who actually is very familiar with more of our certified nurse midwives that do a little bit more home birthing. And we are seeing more of those moms come in if, you know, the home births don't go quite as planned and that kind of thing. So we have a really good relationship with those certified nurse midwives who do deliver at home and need a little bit more assistance. So
you're tipped off that someone is giving birth, and then, you know, if things don't go well, they can come in.
Correct. Yeah.
You have personal experience too. You gave birth to twins, I understand.
Yes. So my boys will be coming on 3 years old this February, and I was able to keep them in term. So I was able to deliver here at the Richland Hospital. It was a wonderful experience with all these wonderful nurses. And of course, I ended up with a C-section with them. So had a lot of the different providers involved, and couldn't say any bad thing about it. Everything went wonderful. And they were just all very supportive through labor, through the surgery, and the aftercare was just amazing. So,
have you had twins in the family before in your family tree?
No, first twins in the family. So,
wow, yeah. That's exciting. And did you kind of sense something before you heard two heartbeats, or?
I was very sick in the beginning, so
really?
Kind of had a little bit of a heads up, like, oh, maybe there's a couple in there. So, yeah, went to our first appointment, and my provider ended up saying, oh yeah, actually, I know why you're so sick. There's two in there. So yeah, it was quite the surprise for my husband and I, but a wonderful miracle. So
no doubt. And ultrasounds are so much better than they used to be.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
You can see clearly now, can't you?
Oh, 3D, yeah, you can see everything.
which is important, absolutely.
Yes.
Well, this is a good topic to talk about, real rewarding work for you, Deb.
It is. It's very, very rewarding. And we have, like, everybody, like Lacey was saying, has a little bit of a specialty. Like, I do the RTS stuff, and Lizzie does the RTS stuff. We have a couple people who are certified for breastfeeding. We're all trained in breastfeeding. We're all trained in doula, which we can help that mom be comfortable during her labor. We have, but we have a couple people that actually just deal with breastfeeding. What are they called?
Certified lactation consultants.
And so if somebody's having problems breastfeeding, they've got tips and tricks and that we might not quite pick up on, but they can, and they come in, and anybody can get a consult after they go home. They come in and say, hey, can I get a consult here? Yeah, sure, come on in. And that person's working today, and there's two of them. There might be three of them, I'm not sure. And Lacey is also a consultant. And so that really helps in that aspect, because some people don't breastfeed, and that's fine too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then we have, like, it's called spinning babies. So it's a little, we call it the circuit that we put moms through, like when they first come in and they may be in early labor and they can't quite, they're just not making any progress. And it's like a 90-minute little exercise thing that we put them through, different positions, and then it gets the baby down and it gets the baby in the right position. And gee, it's like 75% of the time it'll kick them into labor, and we have a pretty smooth labor then, and we don't have any complications, and it gives them something to do while they're laboring, when it's this early labor, because they're like, when is this going to end? Yeah, it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. Don't want to scare you, but, and so they can cope with it more, I believe. It gives them something to do. It gives the dad something to do. He can help them with, like, some of these positions. And so, yeah, we've brought that to the hospital in the last 2 years, I believe, the spinning babies. Mm-hmm. And then we have the balls. We have a peanut ball. It's a big exercise ball, like a yoga ball that we can get them on. We have heat and cold that we can put on them for pain relief. There's so many options besides the epidural or pain meds. They can do it naturally. We have nitrous oxide that they can use that helps, gives them something to do, and they either love it or they don't. You know,
the moms like our whirlpool tubs.
I was going to say, tubs. Does a bath comes in sometimes too?
Yeah, whirlpool tubs, you know.
Mm-hmm. And with lights and massage. And
there's just so many different things that are involved in a birth that people don't realize, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just you go in there and you're in pain. No, we're going to try to make you as comfortable as we can.
Mm-hmm. Sure. At that point, the moms are probably like, let's get this over, whatever
it
takes.
We'll try anything.
Yeah. And I had no idea exercise could push it along a little bit.
Oh, yeah, it does in different positions that we put them in. You know, there's a sideline. There's a sideline release. There's all fours. There's rocking. There's lunges. Different things and a lot of our moms are, they're willing to try anything. You know, it's like, okay. And some of them, they actually will try it, like if they've had like early labor at home and the doc sends them home and it's like, you can do these things at home too. And so they do, you know, and so it helps. I think it really helps with the coping of birth.
Mm-hmm. Panda Club, did we want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so we actually just received a donation from the Richland Foundation of a panda warmer. Our panda warmers are a piece of equipment that we use in case a intubation is needed upon birth or more of a neonatal resuscitation. If baby's having a harder time transitioning from inside the womb to outside, we are able to assist baby better with breathing, able to keep them warm, monitor their temperatures, gives a nice space for the doctors to be able to work with the infant a little easier. And this is a piece of equipment that is very expensive. We currently have a few already, but this extra additional one from the foundation was just the best gift we could have ever received. It is definitely a life-saving piece of equipment. So we are very thankful, all of us nurses in the birth center.
Can you describe what it looks like? Or
yeah, so it is just kind of like a platform on wheels with a baby infant bed.
Oh.
And then above it is just kind of a heating source. And we can increase the heat, decrease the heat. It has a suction equipment on there. So if we need to suction secretions, we can do that. And it has all of our equipment that we would need for a resuscitation of an infant. So it's all just very handy right at the bedside for every birth, every delivery. We have it there in case it's needed. So
you can weigh them.
Yeah, we get it,
weigh them there too.
Weight on it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. We'll talk more about the Joan Woodman Orton McCollum Birth Center at the Richland Hospital in a moment. Lacey Hodge, Deb Cooprider, and Elizabeth Mott are in the studios, and we'll be right back.
Life is filled with decisions, some required and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start that journey at prattfuneralservice.com.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that one-third of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from the Prescription Center. We have settled in nicely at our new home, 930 Sextonville Road, across from Simple Elegance. We are very grateful for those friends who have followed us to our new location. Please make sure that the hospital/clinic has the Prescription Center as your preferred pharmacy. Sometimes your pharmacy of choice has changed, so please check each time. Also, remind your provider before they send a prescription. We don't have a drive-through, but we do have a drive-up. We will run your new or refill prescriptions to your vehicle. When you arrive, park by the door and call. For new prescriptions, call us as you leave the doctor's office so we can fill them and have them ready when you come. Again, it's Part D time. We will pick the plan that's best for you. We do take every plan. There are many changes this year, so let us help you pick the correct plan. Even if you don't come to us, bring me your drug list, and we will make sure that you have the least expensive option. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
How do you stay at the top of an industry for more than 117 years? By always improving what you offer while never changing who you are. For another year running, Dairyland Seed is raising the bar for performance with our best ever line of corn, soybean, and silage products designed specifically for success in the upper Midwest. And yet again, we're delivering those products with the same dedicated support and access to the right people with the right information as we always have. Seed performance that's never been seen before, delivered the way it always used to be. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Learn more at DairylandSeed.com.
You've got choices. You've got options. And selections, favorites, picks, takes, votes, preferences, leanings, whatever you call them. What's important is that you've got them. At Wiffles Hybrids, we've made our choice to remain an independent U.S. farm family-owned company, free to make the best decisions for our business and that of our customers. So make your choice, or whatever you call it, and plant your independence. Wiffles Hybrids.
Our morning show.
Apples are in good supply at Oakwoodford Farm. Pick up some Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Other treats include fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, and fresh apple cider. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Apples make great gifts. Open 9 until 4, 7 days a week. Oakwoodford Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
On the morning show from WRCO Radio, we are back to talk about all the good things going on at the Richland Hospital and the Birth Center. It's just a happening place, that's for sure. And we're talking about the service of remembrance, which is coming up. And we want to talk a little bit more about the Tree of Remembrance, Deb. This is something that you guys started a few years ago, and it's gone pretty well, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. We did. We started making, we have a Tree of Remembrance, and it's at the Rotary Lights. And we make bulbs for anybody who wants a bulb. They're hand-painted, and they can have them afterwards. If they want, after the Rotary Lights are come down, they can pick them up at the hospital. But we, anybody, if you've lost a child or a loved little one or a miscarriage, whatever, you just call the Richland Hospital and ask for the Birth Center, and we've got a list, and they will put your name down, and we'll get a bulb made. And we usually start putting them on when we can decorate the tree, and we can put them on right up until, I think last year I was still putting bulbs on at Christmas Eve. They kind of trickle in, but we just paint them, run them up there. And yeah, it's just a nice way of remembering our little ones.
It's nice that you don't have a deadline. Again, that
people, no deadline.
If they forgot or yep. whatever, or something comes to mind, or somebody comes to mind, they can still get it in then.
Yeah, they can. And it doesn't have to be a child. It can be a grandchild. It can be... You know, and you can put anything you want. Usually, a lot of times we'll put the baby's name if it was named. If it wasn't, we just put baby or twins or whatever, whatever you want on there. And the year, if you want the year on there that you lost them, we put that on there too. And it's just a nice remembrance. And then you can have it for your own tree after the season for like the next year. And if you had it in the past, you can still have another one this year. It's, you know... If we did one for you a couple years ago and you're like, oh, maybe I do want another bulb or whatever, just let us know. We will put it on. It can be several years in a row that you've had bulbs put on there. So,
Is the tree pretty much in the same spot every year at the park then?
Yeah, usually they let us know. I don't know if they've let you know yet where our tree's at, but it's usually, it's I think it says baby's gone too soon maybe on it, on the tree, or on the little plaque by it, but it's usually right around the hospital. All the hospital trees are pretty much in the same area. So, yeah, it's, and you can drive through, you can walk through, and it's just, it's always in purple. Purple lights, look for the purple lights. So
purple tree.
Purple tree, yep.
And it doesn't cost anything.
Doesn't cost a thing. Doesn't cost a thing. So just call us and let us know, and we'll get your bulbs painted and put up there, and we're glad to do it.
You show your artistic skills then, right, Lisa? You guys are paint those bulbs up pretty well?
Yes. So these nurses have worked really hard on those bulbs all the month of November, December, like Deb said, kind of right up into the Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. And yeah, definitely, you know, give us a call so that way we can see what you're wanting placed on these bulbs so that we can get these on the tree for you. And then they're yours to keep afterwards and put on your Christmas tree at home for the following year. And, you know, we do this every year, so definitely can do it yearly. And if you've lost a loved one, you know, years ago and you haven't done it in the past, you know, maybe this year you want to do that. So
you paint them up when the birth center isn't full then, right?
That's right. Downtime.
A little more time on your hands. Absolutely. Elizabeth, anything you'd like to add this morning? What makes working at the hospital so rewarding?
Honestly, it's, you know, the staff, our birth center staff and our patients. It's just a really great place to be and a great place to have babies. So, yeah, I think that's probably my favorite part about working in the birth center. And yeah, I think this Tree of Remembrance that we do in the park for is super special, especially around the holidays when it can be a little bit more difficult to grieve the loss of these sweet little angel babies. So just having something tangible to kind of honor them and remember them. And again, yeah, us birth center staff, we definitely enjoy decorating them for our patients who have lost a little angel baby. So, yeah.
Does Joseph get to go to work with you from time to time?
I'd like him to. I don't know. I don't know how well he'd like that.
No, probably not. He's doing well on the morning show today, isn't he?
Sure, yeah.
Good deal. But again, that date is coming up. And then the Servants of Remembrance, Deb, what's the date for that again?
December 2nd at 5 o'clock at the Clary Memorial.
Okay. And then from there, if people have questions, they can contact the birth center.
Yep,
then,
just contact the birth center. And we have a lot of moms that call after they've gone home and ask questions too in the birth center, and we're glad to answer those questions, you know. And we tell them 24/7 they can call the birth center because there's always somebody there. So if they're up at 3 o'clock in the morning because their baby's fussy and they don't know what to do, give us a call.
It's kind of a one-stop shop, isn't it, Lacey, in terms of all the things that you guys do?
Yes, we do. Everything from, you know, antepartum before birth, during birth, and then postpartum. We're there for these moms through everything. So if, you know, like Deb said, these moms are up with their baby at 1 a.m. and they have a question and something's not going quite right or that kind of thing, our nurses are always there 24/7 to answer any of those questions that our moms might have. So,
and even car seat safety, right?
Yes. So we have
Richland County
help us with the car seat safety. We do have some programs for, you know, our parents who may be not able to get their own car seats. We kind of assist them in that. And, you know, there's lots of education that we give to our moms and, you know, help them be able to make sure that they're picking the right car seat, that it is not recalled, and different things like that. So these babies go home in a safe ride. So
I can speak from experience as a poor old grandpa. The biggest challenge was trying to figure out how to get it in the car.
Yes.
The first time. Now I'm kind of an expert.
Yes.
We've had people come to the hospital and say, I got a car seat, but it's in the car. I can't figure it out. And we're like, we'll walk out with you. And the car seat they're talking about is still in the box. It's like, yeah, it's in the car.
You got to take it out of the box first.
So, yeah.
But some of them are really nice, like the bases where you can just sit the whole carrier right in there. That's pretty nice, isn't it?
They all seem to be very different, too, in how you set them up. So
sure. They are, absolutely. But safety is the number one thing, that's for sure. And I know what else I was going to ask. Do you still provide classes, like Lamaze classes and things like that, coming up before the birth of a baby?
We do, but it's all online.
It is.
So if you want to take one of those, it's all free. If you want to take one of those classes, just call the birth center. All we need is an email address, I believe, and they get you signed up, and then they'll send you the link, and you can do it at your own leisure time at home, you know, because people are busy nowadays, and it used to be, it was like once a week for 5 weeks or 6 weeks, and then they went to like a couple Saturdays, all day classes on Saturdays, and they finally decided when COVID hit, that kind of took things away, and so it's all online, but there's breastfeeding classes, there's just newborn education classes for when you get your baby home, and there's Lamaze classes, and they're all online, and we can get you signed up for that, just call the birth center.
Mm-hmm. That makes it handier, doesn't it?
It does. It's a technology world nowadays.
Yeah, it really is. Did you have something you wanted to add, Elizabeth?
I did, I thought of one more thing. We have the Mother's Milk Bank Depot.
Yes.
We have
yes.
a milk donation at our facility, which is super great, super awesome. Those moms who are breastfeeding and may have an extra supply who would like to donate, that milk gets transferred to the NICU for those babies who might need some extra milk. Just speaking from experience, little Joseph here spent some time in the NICU, and I was fortunate to be able to pump for him and provide for him, so it's super special, and a lot of the parents are very grateful for that. You can call the birth center, and we can give you that information as far as donation, and also just with our mothers who may have lost a child late term who are able to pump, that can be a great way for them to grieve and feel like they're still providing. So I think that is also super special that we offer that at our facility.
That's awesome. And even for a mom who has a baby that's a big eater, it's hard to get ahead sometimes,
right.
isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. And it's just super awesome. We also have donor milk at our facility that, again, if we are needing to supplement babies and our moms are okay with that, we have that as a resource if they would prefer that over formula. Whatever they choose, we're able to support them in multiple different ways with that.
I know that I talked to some of the other departments about, I guess for lack of a better word, like a job shadow. But do you do that from time to time where a student might want to come in and watch and see what you guys do?
We do, yes.
Yeah, if people are looking to shadow, definitely give us a call. I would be more than happy to set that up and have them shadow one of the nurses and kind of see how, the day goes hour by hour and that kind of thing, and see if it's something that maybe they would be interested in doing for a career. So,
wonderful opportunities. You can always use more help, can't you?
Oh, yeah. You sure can.
Kind of going along with that, our moms who are expecting, we are giving birth center tours, so they can tour our labor suites, our C-section suite, and just kind of get familiarized with the unit to kind of help them make them feel a little bit more comfortable for the big day, which I think is super great. And then we hand out some information for them as well.
And we've had moms pass through the community that are pregnant that aren't even from around here. We've had them come from out of the country that aren't around here, and they've given birth, and it's like, when you're going to have a baby, you're going to have a baby. You know what I'm saying? It's like, when you got to go to the bathroom, you got to go to the bathroom.
Right.
So we're there. So we've had people that we've never seen before walk into our birth center, and we help deliver their baby. And, you know, that's a good feeling. They don't know us from Adam, but when they leave, they feel like they're family.
Mm-hmm. That'd be a scary situation, you know?
It is sometimes.
Yeah.
It is sometimes. And we've got several bilingual doctors that can speak. Blown my mind, Dr. Wright is a phenomenal doctor. And we had a gal that spoke French. And I'm like, well, I don't know, she came here, you know, she hasn't had prenatal care for 3 months, but she's pregnant and due like tomorrow. And he said, and I said, but her, she did bring some records, but they're all in French. And he goes, oh, that's okay. I read French. And I'm like, really? And he goes, yeah, I'm fluent in French. And I'm like, is there anything this man can't do? And he walks in and she really wanted a woman. And he walks in and starts talking to her in French. And he leaves the room. He goes, I can set her up with one of the women. And she goes, no, I want him. He can explain stuff in French that I will understand. And so, you know, it's just we put them at ease. We try to make them as comfortable as we can. So, yeah, it's just a great place to work. Everybody works together. The docs work together with us. We're a big family. We are a big family. So,
have you ever had to deliver a baby outside the hospital, like an emergency situation or not? Anybody?
No, but I've heard Dr. Wright talk somebody over the phone into delivering a baby that they couldn't quite make it in, and he taught him how to deliver, and he goes, I'll be there shortly, and he didn't make it there. The dad delivered the baby, so, yeah.
Sometimes life happens.
Yeah. Right? So,
well, thanks for coming in, you guys. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
Appreciate it.
You bet. Good to have you in here today, and maybe by next year you'll be like one less shift. You'll be down to quarter retired, maybe.
Probably won't be here next year.
Okay.
I'll be alive.
Yeah. Deb Cooperrider, along with Lacey Hodge and Elizabeth Mott, and Joseph Mott is in the studio with us, making his first appearance. Now he's sleeping, right?
He's sleeping. Now,
I have that effect on people. I don't know. This is the morning show.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 11/16, in-store only.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
This WRCO History Moment is sponsored by Richland County Bank, Jones Chevrolet, and Walsh's Ace. WRCO FM 100.9 signed on the air in 1965. The owner of the station at the time, Hala Peebles, made the announcement.
Our main objective in installing this new equipment is to give the rural and small town listeners in southwest Wisconsin good radio reception day and night.
The FM signal allowed more residents of southwest Wisconsin to hear local news and sports.
Sunday morning, May 3rd, saw many Richland County residents, both young and old, trek to Crosscup Park to take part in the Richland Walk for Development Committee's Hunger Walk. Richland Center Mayor Laverne Hardy led the walk, along with Alderman Tom Dre, both going over 20 miles of the 30-mile walk.
Gil Gillingham of the Green Bay Packers.
This is Ken Bowman of the Green Bay Packers.
For a long time, WRCO has been affiliated with the professional team in Green Bay, and we also have been able to have many local coaches on through the years. Here is legendary track and field coach David Story.
Two new records were set by your Richland Center boys. Larry Repsummer broke the 220-yard record of 23 flat when he ran 22.8. Chuck Wheaton broke the half-mile record of 209.5 when he ran 206.8.
This look back at WRCO's history has been sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Walsh's Ace Hardware, along with Richland County Bank.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
The Richland Family Thrift Shop is open Wednesday through Friday from 9 until 5, Saturdays from 10 until 4. Please come and shop for treasures, where the profits of your purchases stay in our community. Please follow them on Facebook and WRCO for updates. Thank you for your understanding and for your support. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside and Bakery and Cafe in historic downtown Richland Center. Fall is here. Stop in and check out our four different grilled cheese sandwiches along with our fall soups. You will go away feeling like you can take on the world. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. We will be closed now until November 12th.
Hi, this is Daniel Miller, Oak Hooch Books and Libations, downtown Richland Center. We've been selling hooch down here for 21 years, but we're getting rid of it, and that means the hard stuff. So we've got Noble Oak, Double Oak Rye, and we've got some great whiskeys and vodkas, and some from Ukraine even, and it's all 20 and 30% discount. Now we're getting rid of it, so you got to come down and get it before it's all gone. Got some great deals, and after that, we'll just have wine and beer. Oak Hooch Books and Libations, always changing, downtown Richland Center.
The month of November always reminds us of what we are thankful for. At Rockwell Automation, they are thankful for the wonderful employees and the efforts they put in every day. They're also a proud employer of many veterans and active duty military members and would like to extend a sincere thank you to those who serve and have served. Please be sure to thank a veteran this month and take a moment to remember all those who have served our nation. Rockwell would also like to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving and safe travels during this holiday season.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Boarding House Antiques in Richland Center, where you can treasure hunt in 17 rooms of antiques and gifts. There's live music at the Garden Stage every second Friday of the month, June through September. Tammy and Margie invite you to visit Tuesday through Saturday. Check out the historic Boarding House Antiques. Check them out on Facebook and their webpage. They buy antiques. 339 West Seminary Street in Richland Center, next to the depot. Welcome to TriStar Gifts and More, where every gift tells a story. Whether you're shopping for a special occasion or just because, the selection of adorable and quirky items is sure to bring a smile to your face. Explore their wide range of candles, metal art, and more. Come experience a warm and welcoming atmosphere at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East, next to Dunkin' Donuts, Richland Center. Call them at 608-383-1280. TriStar Gifts and More, unique gifts and home decor that make every moment special.
Welcome to Pratt Chat. Pratt Chat is a service of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Join us each week for a conversation with Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for answers to questions that we're all hesitant to ask. Pratt Chat is sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Mark, what should we do as a family person? What's the proper thing in the first 24 hours or so when a loved one dies?
Sure. So we run into this a lot where someone will die and we'll get the call and we'll take care of things on the funeral home end. But then we also notice a lot that people are very stressed out, very understandably at that time. But sometimes what we have to advise is just slow down. You know, if death happens, you know, during one day, we like to tell people, we don't want to see you today. You know, you're going to make bad decisions. You haven't slept. You haven't had time to kind of acknowledge anything has happened. So first thing we usually tell families is just slow down. There's no hurry. You think you have to get everything done right away. And sometimes there are issues that you do have to get done right away. So we're going to move back to that's the importance of kind of having a pre-plan in place is alleviates pressure off your family that they can just slow down, be with their family, you know, be aware of what is happening around you, spend the time with your family, go through some pictures, tell some stories. Get something to eat. As odd as that might sound, is a lot of times you're in a hospital or in a nursing home, you're very stressed out, you haven't slept in a while, you know, you don't want to eat, you know, go to sleep, take a nap. You may say, well, I can't sleep. You need to sleep, because if you don't sleep, you're going to make really bad decisions. And that's part of the reason we tell people, don't come in the same day that your loved one dies. Go to bed, get something to eat. But also be around your family, spend some time with them, but also sometimes maybe just be alone. It's okay. You know, you could have a house full of people and there's it's noisy, it's rambunctious, and that's just not a time that you can handle that. You know kind of what you can handle and what you cannot handle. Do you need to be around people? Do you not? You don't have to get everything done on the first day. You know, there are some decisions that do need to be made in more of a timely fashion, but that's where if there's a pre-plan in place at a funeral home, we can simply pull out a file and say, Mom wanted to do X, Y, and Z. As a funeral home, we just really need somebody to tell us, go ahead and do this. So if the pre-plan's in place, we can just go ahead and do this. You can spend time with your family. A lot of times, we don't even need to see you for a couple of days, so you do have time to kind of come back down a little bit, you know, get in the right state of mind, recenter yourself, understand that this death has happened. A lot of times people like to go 1,000 miles an hour. I got to do this and I got to do this and I got to do this. What we notice is that's just kind of a way to not really focus on the death and the loss and kind of the grieving process that needs to happen by staying busy, by not really focusing on what has actually happened. So importance is slow down. You don't need to do everything right away. Certain things need to happen right away, but they don't have to happen right now. You know, you don't have to take care of everything. Other people say, well, I need to do this and I need to do this. That's what the funeral home's for. That's what we're there to do, is to basically, do you want us to take care of X, Y, Z? Okay, perfect. I don't need to see you till the day of the funeral. You know, we will take care of everything from food to flowers to grave openings to stones to death certificates, Social Security. Everything that needs to happen can all be done. And it can all be done, and you don't necessarily have to worry about it unless you want to kind of look through pictures or things like that. So slow down. If you would like to help out your family down the road, do a pre-plan. Get things written down so they don't have to worry about anything outside of what day do you want the service. So we advise people, you know, it's a very stressful time. It does not need to be as stressful as some people make it. Just take your time, slow down, breathe, spend time with your family, and acknowledge the grief and the loss, because if you don't, there's going to be problems right away, you know, within the first couple of days, and there's going to be problems months and years down the road. So just take time to yourself and acknowledge the loss, but just slow down a little bit.
Is that why, Mark, we see a few more pendings now than we used to?
There's some, yeah, there's a lot of pendings out there because maybe there's travel plans that have to be made. We have to get someone home. You know, there's not as big a rush to get some of these things done, or we have to, maybe it's pending because there wasn't necessarily a plan put in place. So, well, now we need to figure out, you know, is there an insurance policy? Is there a cemetery? Do we have a minister? So some of the pendings are simply because some of these questions weren't taken care of ahead of time of, hey, it's been 3 days and we don't really know because we haven't slept. We're making poor decisions. We're not getting back to the funeral home because we didn't plan ahead of time. We're under a tremendous amount of stress trying to find things. Families don't always agree. You know, a lot of people come in and they'll say, well, my family's different. You know, we don't get along. I can tell you from doing this for 25 years, most families don't really get along. So taking care of it ahead of time, so then you don't have to be in a room, get an argument. So the pending can sometimes come into play of we're slowing down. We just want to acknowledge it. And sometimes it comes into play because we haven't done any work ahead of time. And now there's a lot of questions about there's 4 kids and they think we should go to 3 different cemeteries. Okay, well now we can't really put it out there until we can confirm some of those details. But as a family, you have to agree upon the answer before we can publish things.
Today's Pratt Chat has been sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. For answers to the questions you have, call the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at 608-647-4808 or visit PrattFuneralService.com.
Hillsboro Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsboro Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsboro Equipment or call 489-2275.
Apples are in good supply at Oakwoodford Farm. Pick up some Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Other treats include fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, and fresh apple cider. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Apples make great gifts. Open 9 until 4, 7 days a week. Oakwoodford Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
My name is Bonnie Jones, and I would like to invite you to come worship at Willow Valley United Methodist Church. In addition to the congregation being welcoming and warm, worship at Willow Valley is fun. My husband and I previously used to attend a large urban church, and we now delight in the active exchange between the congregation and the pastor during the worship service. It's unpretentious, it's interactive, it's informative, and it really is enjoyable. If you are looking for a church where you can be yourself, where you can be welcomed like family, and where worship is fun, come check us out at Willow Valley.